Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning all week. This week we've been studying a story from the Bible of a man from Ethiopia first becoming a follower of Jesus through the efforts of Philip, who was sent by the Holy Spirit to go and catch up to this guy's chariot as it whisked away from Jerusalem towards Ethiopia. This was a watershed moment for the Christian movement because it represented one of the first, at least the very first that we know of, non-Jew, non-Samaritan, to become a follower of Jesus. It was kind of a tipping point in the movement where what started as a local upstart religious movement among Jews became something that had the potential to go global and go viral. One of the most exciting things is that this man who's just become a follower of Jesus doesn't stay in Jerusalem to hang out with the other Christians and learn from them for a few months or anything like that. He goes home, rejoicing. He goes home a changed man with a story to tell. He goes home as an evangelist, sharing the good news of Jesus with the people he knows, with the people whose language he speaks, with the people whose culture and ethnicity he shares. That's the power of the Christian movement, is that it's not just a Middle Eastern thing, it's not just a white person's thing, it's not just an African thing, it's a global phenomenon. The ethnic groups that most people today associate with Christianity are not the ethnic group in which it began. That's a testament to the power of the movement. The most growth in Christianity today is happening in the global south and in Asia. The good news of Jesus Christ has traveled the world many times over and continues to surprise and change lives as it does. We're starting to see exactly what Jesus commanded coming true. Jesus told his followers to go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. You can just almost imagine it in concentric circles as the movement grows and grows and grows with more potential each time to reach even more people, because it's not limited by the number of powerful speakers who can gather bigger crowds all at once. It's unlimited because this is good news that anybody can share with anyone. Now, the very fact that you're hearing this message today means that the gospel has reached the ends of the earth. A place like Canada is the ends of the earth in this structure. We're a long way from Jerusalem, geographically and culturally. The good news of Jesus Christ was not confined to one religious group, one cultural group, one ethnic group, or one language. It is for everyone, and that's exactly how it's panned out in history. It wasn't just a nice idea. Now, Philip reached the Ethiopian eunuch, his ends of the earth member, by running after a chariot. And sometimes I think that's what Redeem the Commute is all about too. Running after the GO train, the GO bus, not physically, of course, but virtually, using your mobile device. This app and website you're using is all about talking about the good news of Jesus Christ and putting it in the hands of people who might not otherwise have access to it, who might not otherwise have taken the time to go to a church building and learn what it means to follow Jesus. We're all about running after those who are heading the other way from traditional churches, who are heading away from Jerusalem, metaphorically. Helping those people read the Bible, helping people like you read the Bible, to learn what it means to follow Jesus, even in a hectic cosmopolitan world that the Ethiopian eunuch represented. So a big question for you to think about today is, who's the Holy Spirit sending you to run after? And I don't mean to really physically run after them and hit them over the head with the Bible, but who is God sending you to talk to about the good news of Jesus Christ? As you can see from the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, it doesn't really take any special training. Philip was somebody who'd become a follower of Jesus and was now in leadership to actually wait tables, not primarily to be preaching the good news. And yet, when the Holy Spirit sends him, when he has the opportunity, it's exactly what he does. He doesn't need special training, just needs to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. It also takes a willingness to read the Bible with somebody and help them understand it. That's what we see Philip doing here. He doesn't have to make up some source material. He just offers to read the Bible with somebody who's already asking some deep questions about life and been looking in the Bible and looking to religion as a way to answer those deep questions. So Philip has it, the whole package. He's attentive to the Holy Spirit. He listens for who God is sending him to reach, and he's willing to read the Bible with that person. I tried this myself back in 2004. A friend of mine was asking some deep questions about life, and so I said, why don't we read the Bible together? And so we started in the book of John. The Gospel of John tells the story of Jesus in a way that's really accessible to people who are exploring it for the first time. So we read through chapter by chapter. We weren't together physically, and so we would email back and forth our reflections on that chapter. He'd go first, and then I would reflect back, trying to explore some of the questions that he'd raised. Changed his life, and it could change the life of somebody you know as well. So that's your challenge for today. First of all, pray that the Holy Spirit would show you somebody that you can invite to coffee or lunch. Pray that deep questions will come up. Questions about life, death, questions about faith. And that you'd have an opportunity to offer to read the Bible with them and that they'd be open to it. So, pray, invite, and read. Well, enjoy putting that challenge into practice. Maybe you can discuss with your group who you're thinking the Holy Spirit might be leading you to. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.